I'm Laura McNamara, speaking with Kelly Sharp, and he's an agronomist with GK Technology for Agriculture. Why don't you talk a little bit about the tools you guys are offering in Precision?
We offer a full-service GIS package, which allows the grower to take data coming from satellites, coming from yield data, coming off combines, various collections, and able to convert them into surfaces, rasters, to do application maps for their fields. In that process, somewhere we generally recommend soil sampling to find out what the attributes are for those zones in the field, and with it we finish off the process and we're able to write prescriptions out to most any controller that's on the market. One of the unique thing is that we're able to handle satellite images, multi-band TIFFs, very easily versus some of our competitors. That's one of our big selling points. We're able to take data from just about any source available. So,
and why would you say farmers need to embrace precision agriculture and use these technologies and tools you're offering?
The biggest things come back to simple agronomics, putting the fertilizer in the right places more so than just general applications. Of course, we're doing site-specific ag, wanting to put the right fertilizer in the right places. Our key things are staying with basic sound agronomics, setting yield goals for each area of the field before you do your soil testing. Soil testing is a must. You got to have it. So that's where we really see the returns. Other thing is we do, with the yield maps coming back from different harvesters and different farms, we're utilizing those maps to write variable rate seeding maps also. And again, not putting as much seed in areas that do not produce as well. So again, some cost savings back to the farmers. So it's all about money.
And how technical would you say you're getting with these yield maps? I mean, they're talking about, you know, getting down to the grid. How far do you guys go?
That's one of the beauties of our company. We do, we're 100% service-based if a grower wants us to be. So we'll do all the maps for them. Basically, all they have to do is send me the data, tell me where their field is, and we'll produce all the maps for them. Or we do a combination of anything in between. If they want to start learning the software, they can do some of the general introductory things to create some of the maps themselves, and then we can finish things off. Or we also do education and training, and we'll train people to use the software from start to finish, and we just act as a support factor. So that's really an overview of our company. It's we're flexible.
Okay.
Meet what the grower needs.
And what are some of the costs that are going into this?
Costs, if you had us doing 100% of your variable rate mapping, we start at roughly about $2 an acre for just satellite imagery stuff, and it can get up to $6 to $7 an acre, depending on what things are being added, how many products you're going to be doing, out in the field, things along those lines. So and then software wise, we have a general just GPS package which starts at $400, and you could have the full package of everything wrapped up for about $4,300. So it's just a matter of how much software, how much mapping, what method you want to go at it.
Okay, and from what I can see here, this technology can be used across different manufacturers, different companies?
Yes, thank you. Yes, it can be used across just about all manufacturers. We try to interface with everything we can. We work with Ted Macy at MapShots, using his FOD drivers for writing prescription maps out. With that, that's given us a lot of. Ted has came up with a great thing with the FOD system, being able to write prescriptions out to all the different controllers and interface with so many different product lines out there. So, and then bringing data in, and we're able to pull stuff in from other just about any device on the market. Also,
anything else you guys are working on launching in the future, near future?
In the future, we're looking to have more controller bases of our own, being able to actually do the fertilizer controls. Right now, we do have a map controller, so we can tie into existing controllers and tractors. We like to pride ourselves on trying to keep precision agriculture as low cost to the farmer as we possibly can. So a lot of times we'll sit down with farmers and co-ops and get inventories of the products they have and say, okay, you've got this GPS, you've got this controller, we can utilize these, and you just have to add this. If you want to go 100% new, you can, but it's going to cost you usually it's 4, 5, 6 times the value to go to new controllers and new things like that. So we really pride ourselves on trying to be economical with farmers. But we are looking at having a controller of our own that will be start to finish, be able to basically buy the software, buy a controller, everything. It's something that we see down the line and trying to keep it, if you want to call it undercutting, but try to keep it more economical than what some of the other, mostly other packages end up costing. Easily $5,000 to $8,000 to get something set up into a tractor. We are definitely looking to be doing it cheaper than that. So,
okay, great. One of the experts that was talking about precision ag mentioned that the U.S. Department of Labor said that geographical precision technology is going to be one of the big ones out there. What is your take on that?
Money and ease of the two biggest killers in precision agriculture have been money. Where's the return? I need to recoup my costs. Seems like farmers want to recoup their costs on tenfold on 1 year. And with some things, you're not going to recoup that stuff as quickly. Other areas, you do. But the biggest holdback, the biggest killer in precision agriculture has been fear and cumbersome interface. It seems like it's so difficult to use. There's just that fear that it's not going to work. And planning, it all comes back to planning. People, if they wait to the last second before they're going to put the application down, it's not going to work. I can tell them that right now wholeheartedly. People who do a little bit of planning, if you're thinking about doing fall application of fertilizers, start in the spring, start throughout the summer and get things in place. If you're going to fertilize in the spring, start in the fall, get your ducks in the row, make sure that you have your controller and stuff ready and tested before you hit the field. Too many times I see people who buy new products, they get out there and find out that I'm having problems getting it going. Well, we'll do another year of conventional. And that's a very common thing that I see happening at the field level. So that's one of the things that I would like to see.
Okay, great. I think that covers all my questions. Anything you want to add?
Nothing.
All right. Thank you for your time, Kelly.
Thank you very much.